This is Levels of Geeks Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your host of Levels of Geeks Podcast, Alex and Friends.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 32 of the Levels of Geeks Action Movie Podcast. I am your host, Nate, from Nate's Interviews, and that is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And we are going to be reviewing a very special movie. Very special movie. Wait till we tell you about it. Passenger 57. This is in honor of Black History Month. We put a bunch of titles out for you guys to vote on that you wanted us to watch that had black lead actors in the role. So first up, Passenger 57, starring one Mr. Wesley Snipes. Now, this movie came out in 1992. And guess what? This is my first time ever seeing this movie. So
Hold the phone. You never seen this? Well, yeah, then again, you were like five. You just revealed that to me after the show.
And this
was
rated R. I couldn't even watch, and I just never went back to watch it.
Grandma didn't take you to see this in the theater.
My mama didn't take me to see this Passenger 57. But you know what? I'm glad I watched it now. There's things I appreciated. So we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But before we get into that, we got to let you know, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher, please give us a thumbs up, a like, a rating, subscribe to the podcast audio. So that way, every week, you get our new episodes. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to go ahead and click on that like button down below. Leave us a comment. Leave us your review. Have you ever seen Passenger 57? Did you like it? Leave us a review. Let us know your score on the movie. And also, don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Of course, now, newly launched, we have lovesofgeeks.com. So please visit the .com. You can get all these videos there as well. You can stream the video and the audio from there. You can also get other stuff like our written reviews of other movies. There's a whole bunch of content, so make sure you check that out as well. All right, Alex. Yeah. I have no idea how well this movie did because I can't wait to talk about it. I really don't know nothing. So I'm shot in the dark. You know me. I like to guess the box office. I'm going to say this made $41 million at the box office U.S. That's my guess. $41 million. I have no idea. Please let us know.
All right. So the box office numbers for Wesley Snipes' 1992 smash hit Passenger 57. Domestically, this movie made $44,065,653. Nate. You got to play the prices right, man. You got to go to the prices right.
I should. You know what?
Yeah.
I should.
You should. All right. Here we go. International, absolutely zero. So the movie never came out international. For a worldwide total of the same as the domestic, $44,065,653 on a budget of $15
million. Oh, okay. So it made money. It did well, but obviously there is no Passenger 58, so not well enough to make another one. We just got Passenger 57. All right. Well, hey, guess what? You know what time it is? I'm going to tell you about these good old Rotten Tomatoes scores. Now,
can I guess it?
44. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You know what?
Yeah.
Hey, I love this show because every week we come up with something new. I will guess the box office. You try to guess the Rotten Tomatoes scores.
Okay.
Let's see how close you get.
All right. Critically, they gave this movie a 31.
Okay.
Okay. And the audience score was like a 49.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, you know what? You're pretty good at this guessing too. So critical, 24. So you went a little higher, 24%.
Okay.
So only 7 off, though. Not bad. And audience score, 38.
Oh, wow.
So you weren't far off on either one. You were one in the next, you know, the next 10 numbers up. But anyway, not great. 24%, 38%. Both numbers low. So not well received. But hey, it doesn't matter what Rotten Tomatoes says because you guys are watching this video. Because you want to know what we think about the movie. And that's all that matters. You just want to know if we like Passenger 57. And we're about to tell you if we like Passenger 57. So, Alex, with that being said, please. I mean, you've seen this movie, right? This is not a first time watch for you.
This is not a first time. I have this movie on DVD, and I think I have it on VHS in my mom's house. So
I had to watch it on Netflix. I don't even, I don't have it at all. So I watched it on, I had to stream it. So please take it away with our lead character played by one Mr. Wesley Snipes.
All right. So lead character. Okay. So to Wesley Snipes was like, it was very Bruce Willis, John McClane character, right? Like mm-hmm. he was like a security officer that yeah. teaches people like how to hijack. So if a hijack happens, he teaches you what not to do. Yeah.
they made up this job just yeah. in this movie.
Because I'm like, they definitely don't do this in real life. But yeah. yeah, like he's a security officer, but he's best at what he does to teach That's people right. on how to fight hijackers. So I'm like, okay, cool. But it's a very like Jean-Claude Van Damme style Hard Target style movie. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's like all those 90 movies like gem into one, but they just threw yeah. Wesley Snipes karate into it and his and he's like very Riggs in this movie from like Lethal Weapon because he's like yeah. remembering about his wife that died.
I love that part where yeah. it's all like sad and black yeah. and white.
And then he's like, yeah. he's punching the bags and he's remembering the like everything that's happening like when she died. Oh man. Yeah. And the music to that, yo.
It's like saxophone music.
It's
bro.
Man like, wah, wah, wah. He's like pushing it. It's like mad love making music in like an action yeah. music, which was weird.
It was weird.
Wesley Snipes, though, I gave him a 4. He was very good. It's a 90s movie, so I'm not gonna give him like this greatest acting chops because like from there he went to become Blade. So
yep.
I enjoyed him in this movie. I thought it was him, you know?
Yeah.
So
okay. Well, so that part I love that part because it made me laugh so hard. When he's like when he's having the flashback to his yeah. wife. And then you could tell why he's being mean to the lady in the at the airport, you know, at the airplane. He's like, "Why are you being so mean to her?" And it's because he didn't want her to die. His wife died.
Yeah.
It was kind of silly, but it made me laugh.
Remember also, he said, "Lisa."
Yes, and yeah. like that music, it's just like old porn music from like the 70s. Like, what is this? Whose choice was this to put this like saxophone George Michael music? Yeah. To this scene of her getting shot at a gas station. I don't know what was going on. It was weird. Anyway, Wesley Snipes, he was fine. Yeah. I'll be honest. I've seen him in a lot of other things that I've liked him way better in. You know, this was, I think, this was right before Demolition Man.
Okay.
Which we got to cover because I love him in Demolition Man. I think we are. I think we're covering it in the Stallone month. So yeah. I can't wait for that. And he's so good and he's so charismatic in that. And then, you know, he's Blade, of course. I don't know. He is very. This is a ripoff of John McClane. Absolutely, I agree with you. Except minus all the Bruce Willis personality that he has in that role.
Yeah.
So, I gave him a 3. He seemed kind of knowing him and knowing what he can do acting wise. I was a little let down. I was expecting a little more. I liked my Wesley Snipes like a little crazy. You know, give me something. Give me some kind of quirk. He didn't really have any crazy. Of that in this movie for me. Yeah. He was pretty basic. He is very good in the action scenes, though. He's a martial artist. You know, you can tell he studies martial arts. So all he's like, he's on the plane, like doing karate on guys. It's like hilarious, but it's still kind of cool.
Remember when he grabbed the golf stick?
Which one?
When he grabbed the golf stick and he's hitting the guy with the golf stick.
Yes. Or the part in the plane where he's fighting him, where he's fighting the guy in the back of the plane where he's in the bathroom. He's like, he closed the door on him. It was very Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
You know how like Steven Seagal, no matter what movie he's in, he can only fight one style.
Yeah.
That's like kind of like Wesley Snipes. Like he's a karate guy and that's pretty much it. But that's okay. I gave him a 3. All right, moving on. Main villain. Now, I mean, this guy was okay. I guess they made him British, so you know. Bad because he's British. It's like I don't understand why. I don't think they did a good job of like explaining how bad he was. You know what I mean? Like they just tell you this guy's the bad guy.
Right.
He's very bad. Imagine if I like came up to you and I said, "Hey, this guy here, he's bad," and you say, "Why?" And I say, "Because he's very bad." That's pretty much what this movie did. You know what I mean? Like. It didn't really give any good. You didn't see him do anything prior to, except, you know, escape at the beginning part, which I can't wait to talk about. He was okay, though. I thought his acting was pretty good. You know, it was very cheese. It was very 90s cheese. So you have your different, decades of cheese, right? There's 80s cheese and there is 90s cheese. And they're different flavors of cheese. This was 90s cheese through and through. And I dig 90s cheese because this is what I grew up watching. So I liked him pretty good. Not amazing. He has like a million sub bosses. A young Elizabeth Hurley popping up. I didn't even know she was in this movie. She's bad too, because you know why? She's British. So I gave him a 3 as well. I don't think he was amazing, but I think for this type of movie and the role he's playing and when it was made, he pretty much fits, he pretty much fits the bill. He was twirling his mustache a little bit. Mm. But that's okay. I gave him a 3.
You know, dude, this villain is like so over the top villain. I mean, this dude, in the beginning, runs and throws himself out of a 30-story window, lands on top of a freaking umbrella.
That's my favorite part. I can't wait to talk about that part.
Lands on top of an umbrella, rolls, and starts to run. But then he's so serious, though. Like, I mean, he's a very mastermind. That I give him. He's a very mastermind. He knew what he wanted. He was like, in 5 minutes, I will keep killing passengers until you get me what I want. I was like, okay, that's a very villainy thing
hostage-y.
To say.
Yeah, very hostage, yeah. You know, thing, yeah.
So I thought that was pretty cool. He had like this robot face, though.
Yeah, like he had that like British.
The British face. I mean, Elizabeth Hurley, I mean, she's hot though in the movie.
She was young, yeah. She's very gorgeous. She's like 50 now, and this was like 30 years ago almost. So she was like in her early 20s.
Yeah, 20 something. So I gave him a 3-2 because I think he was a really good, he was a villain for that time period. Just like Dennis Hopper when we did Speed. That's a 90s villain. Yeah, that's a 90s villain, like top of the mountain dude. Like the Mount Rushmore villains is like him.
And they both fit, like Hopper was better, but this guy like fit the movie he was in. You know what I mean? Like for what this cheesy movie is, he's the right villain for it.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. Okay, action scenes. That's you.
Okay, so it's not much action in this. Like,
yeah, it's not.
There is not much action, but when the action does kick up, it's some cheesy 90 action. I mean, there's nothing you can say with that. I mean, Wesley Snipes whips everybody, even the cops, which was funny. The plane scenes were pretty good, and him fighting in it. It was a little believable, and then he's the best what he can do, right? Yeah. Like he said it, he's like, I'm the best shot for us taking this plane down, and I'm like, okay, whatever, man. I gave him a 3. I think the action scene is a 3.
Yeah.
I can't go above 3, man, because it was not much action at all in this movie.
Yeah, I agree with you. So there's one thing that I got certain joy out of watching, and I think anyone who lives where I live will get very, very a lot of pleasure out of watching this, because this movie starts off and the first 10 minutes are in Orlando, and that's where I live. And I'm like, hey, wait a second. This freaking Orlando, this man is getting plastic surgery in the SunTrust building here in downtown Orlando. It's like our most famous building. It's not like it's been here since I've lived here. It's very old. It's not called SunTrust anymore. They haven't put a new title on it, but it's still there, right? And when I saw it, I was like, hey, wait a second. This is Orlando. Now, all the buildings are the same, but all the names of the buildings are different because different banks and things have, bought them. But I'm like, hey, wait a second. This is where I live. So, like, I watched the whole first 10 minutes, like, sitting up like a nerd. Like, hey, I know this street. They're running. This is South Street. It says on the sign. And then there's, like, an I-4 sign. I'm like, hey, I-4, I drive past that. So it was weird because there's not a lot of movies filmed in Orlando, Like, I think people in other cities are like, oh, yeah, Chicago. Oh, yeah, New York. Oh, L.A. Louisiana, New Orleans is very popular. They're like, oh, I've been there. I've seen that. It's weird when it's Orlando, though, because Orlando's not a movie town. So it was freaking weird that this man was getting plastic surgery in the SunTrust building. That's not a hospital of any sort. It's a big old office building. Maybe they do plastic surgery in there. I have no idea. But he jumps out of it. He falls 1,000 feet. Doesn't get hurt. Doesn't matter. He's fine.
Oh,
he just rolls off that thing. He starts running. If you notice, all the cop cars just say, like, city police. They didn't want to tell you that they were in Orlando. It doesn't say where it is.
Yeah.
But I knew it. I was like, it's freaking Orlando. I had to look it up after. Not to confirm, but, like, why? And turns out Wesley Snipes from Orlando. So they wanted to film in his hometown. So that was neat. Also, some of the stuff, some of the corridors filmed here in the Orlando International Airport and the rest of them at the Sanford International Airport. So this is a very Florida movie. And if you remember when they're at the airport in Louisiana, all that stuff was in Sanford, Florida. None of that was in Louisiana. So they didn't even go to Louisiana. So it was weird for me to watch because like I've seen these places and it's not there, but whatever, I'll go with it. All that to say, I agree, there's not a lot of action. Three. some of the Wesley Snipes fights are pretty good. You know, he kicks butt. He rides a motorcycle into a carnival. You know what I'm upset about? Oh, no, I'll wait till story. Okay, so anyway, three for me as well.
Okay.
All right, so storyline. Here's what I'm upset about. this movie is called Passenger 57.
Right.
And they do an annoying thing where when she gets to him, she's like 55, 56. 57. She hates him, remember? Because he was mean to her at the training. Anyway, there's not enough airplane stuff in this movie for a movie called Passenger 57. Like, the beginning is all on the ground, right? Mm-hmm. It's in Orlando. They're running around Orlando. Then, all of a sudden, they're on the plane. And they're only on the plane for like 25 minutes of the movie. Maybe 30 minutes. And it's not a very long movie. It's only like, I think it's like 90 minutes, barely. Like, just barely 90 minutes. So I was kind of disappointed. I've discovered after watching this, I thought about it, and I love a good like airplane thriller, right? Like Air Force One or Flight Plan or Nonstop, or like I'm into, because there's nowhere you can go when you're on a plane. You know, you're up in the air and you're in a plane. You can't like run. It's not like a building where you could run out and there's a whole city around you. So I like that element. I don't think they capitalized on it for being like an airplane movie. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that was kind of a letdown. I thought there would be more airplane things, but there wasn't. With that being said, the story's very generic, very 90s basic generic action. You know, this guy's bad, we're trying to get him there, he's gonna try to escape, Wesley Snipes gotta stop him. That's literally the whole plot. I just told you the whole movie without details in, you know, 10 seconds. So I gave it a 2. I think everything else I gave a 3, and it was like okay and cheesy. The story was pretty weak in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with the storyline, it was very like foreshadowing, because in the beginning of the movie, he's training the lady that he's gonna come in contact with, and he yells at her like, right. You don't do that to a hijack, you don't step on his foot, because you know he was shot you in the head. And then she was like, yeah, you know, blah blah blah. And I was like, okay, cool. Then it foreshadows, because what, he has to fly to Los Angeles, and who's on the flight is that, you know, stewardess. And it's like, yeah, oh my god. And of course they gotta, which this makes no sense. If you're an FBI and you're transporting a high target to a location, they have their own planes, like private jets to do this. Like, why do you have to put them in a commercial plane full of innocent
why
people?
Why is he even on that plane?
Yeah, why is he?
That he could take hostage.
Yeah. So, like, that made no sense. And then all of a sudden, first of all, this guy already had the plan with his boys to hijack the plane. And I'm like, but how did you know you're getting on that plane? Like, you didn't know what plane they were picking. And all of a sudden, you got the guy killing one guy. He's getting into the plane to put guns and stuff. And I'm like,
he had like eight henchmen on there. How did Elizabeth Hurley get a job as a stewardess to get on this plane that he was going to be on? As far as I know, I have a friend who's like a flight attendant or whatever they're called now. Doesn't pick, like, you don't really pick where, you know, which one you're going to be on. You're right. I didn't even think about that. It's too convenient. It's like everything is just too convenient.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden it's like he's there, and then he's like, remember, he's on the ding, and he goes, oh shit. He's like, yeah, he's in the bathroom because he's all nervous.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh yeah, man, you got to can't be, you know, they're going to do a hijack right now. And I'm like,
yeah,
this is a little bit too, like, you know, at least John McClane is visiting his wife, and it's not like foreshadowing. He's just going to visit his wife and his kids for Christmas.
Right.
This one, it starts off with him training. He yells at the girl, and then next thing you know, 5 minutes later, he's in the plane with the damn lady, and the bad guy is getting on the plane, and then they hijack the plane. I'm like, this is way too easy writing. Like, I mean, for
right. Die Hard is coincidental, but believable. Mm-hmm. This one is coincidental. It's like coincidence upon coincidence upon coincidence. It's too many. Once you have like five coincidences, That's too many coincidences.
Yeah, so for me, it didn't make sense. I'm like, yo, you guys are FBIs. You guys got private jets, and you guys cannot put this high target. It's like Michael Myers in the reboot, which I always get pissed off because I'm like, if this is taking place in modern time, besides that, he's on modern times. That bus flips over. First of all, a high target like that is loose, a slasher. You're going to have FBI, U.S. Marshals, everybody in that town of Hatfield, and you mean to tell no one called the FBI. They didn't go, oh, Michael Myers is loose. He's just, oh, we'll take care of it because we're the sheriff of the town. I'm like, no, man. Doesn't work like that.
That's like Sheriff Pride, right?
Yeah,
there.
Sheriff Pride.
I got
Pride.
This. Yeah, I'm 68 years old, but I'm still gonna stop.
No, with that said, I gave this storyline a 1 because I'm like, this is way too coincidental, man, of a storyline.
Yeah.
For me,
I'm not arguing with you. It's pretty. Yeah. It's pretty bad.
It's pretty
okay. So
bad.
overall,
it's an enjoyable '90s flick. Very '90s movie. I think Speed. If we put it up there with the Speeds and Hard Targets and all that. This one is kind of low compared to those movies.
Yeah, don't compare it to those.
Those are masterpieces.
Yeah, those are upper
point.
Tier.
Yeah, those are upper tier 90s like flavor of the month. But I gave it a 3. It's a good movie. A total package. I enjoyed it. I mean, yes, we broke it down like we always say, but I enjoyed it for what it was. You got yourself a good action movie. Wesley Snipes is a believable hero. If you put all the stuff, you know, the whole, you know, why are they putting him on the plane with innocent bystanders? Other than that, I enjoyed the movie. I gave it a 3.
Right. If you take your brain and turn it off, just off. Don't think about anything. Do not think about a thing. Pretty fun to watch. I'm not going to lie. I had a good time. Like, I laughed. Maybe I wasn't supposed to. There was parts where I was supposed to. You know, like some of his lines and the cops, like those buffoon cops from Louisiana.
Oh, when they got him on the tarmac and they slapped him on the thing. They were like,
yeah, like those guys, like that was supposed to be funny. And I kind of laughed. And then there's parts that were not, like the flashback to his dead wife. Hilarious. Also, if you live in Orlando, you get bonus points because you get to see 1992 downtown Orlando. It looks very different and it looks exactly the same. Figure that one out. So it was, it's interesting. Because of those things, for me, I gave it. I sat on the fence of do I score this objectively or do I say I just had a good time? I fell in the middle. I gave it a 2.5. So we're not that far off. You 3, I'm 2.5. I'd give it like a 5 if I was reviewing. You know what I mean? Like, it's not great, and there's a lot of bad things in it. But also, I wasn't upset when I was done watching it. You know what I mean? I enjoy 90s cheese. I enjoy 90s movies in general. I enjoy seeing, you know, where I live on screen. That was pretty neat. And I like Wesley Snipes overall. I do like Wesley Snipes. He does not my favorite role, but I like
it. Remember when they were sniping, right?
Yeah.
And the guy snipes the two cops, right?
Yeah.
And Wesley Snipes does the roll, and he gets pinpoint accuracy from like 1,000 miles away. He shoots it from.
That's right. That's that moment of like, this guy's a superhero. You know, there always has to be that one superhero moment.
No.
It's like, this sniper cannot hit, but Wesley Snipes can not only hit, but he can do a flip before doing it. He's disorientated and still, bang, got him. It's incredible. That's why his name is Wesley Snipes. Am I right? So there you go. So 2.5 for me. That is my score.
Oh,
2.5. So let's give our totals. For me, that is a 3, a 3, a 3, a 2, and a 2.5. That is a total of 12.5 out of 25. And wouldn't you know it, I gave it a 5 out of 10 or 2.5, and it split right down the middle, 12.5 out of 25. So that's my score. What's yours?
I gave it a 14 out of a 25. I gave it a 4, 3, 3, 1, and 3.
So we're close. Again,
We're close.
What else is new? All right. So that is The Incredible Passenger 57. Now, I know you said you have it on DVD. I don't know if this is on Blu-ray.
I don't think
honestly,
so.
if it's on Blu-ray and I find it for like $5, I'd buy it. I would pay $5 for this. I did watch it. If it's not, it's on Netflix. You can watch it there as well. That is Passenger 57, the first in our Black History Month action movies. Next week, you're definitely going to want to stay tuned because next week we are going to be reviewing John Wick Chapter 3. And we are also going to be reviewing, what's the other one? I made the list and I don't remember it. I Am Legend. Will Smith. I Am Legend. That's the one we're going to be reviewing next week.
I have not seen I Am Legend in a freaking long time. Because I know they had the extended cut, and I never seen that cut of the movie.
I can promise you that I haven't seen I Am Legend since 2007. Because I watched it at the theater, and I hated it, and I never watched it again. So, this will be a very interesting, because that was like 14 years ago.
Yeah.
It's a very long time that I have changed as a movie fan, as a movie watcher. So I'm very interested to see if my thoughts on the film has changed. This one I'm looking forward to because it's been a while. So I Am Legend will be our next one. Yeah.
But I agree with you because like I remember I did not like the film because I liked the original version of I Am Legend with Vincent Price. That one
was Omega Man.
No, that one's the Last Man on Earth.
Last Man on Earth. Okay.
That was really good. That's something maybe we could tackle in during October or something. But yeah, that one I really enjoyed. But they do have passenger.
It was vampires in the book.
Yes.
And in this movie, it's video game zombies.
CGI.
They don't even look real.
Yeah.
Yeah, they look horrible. I remember that. Yeah. I remember they look like trash. So I'm kind of not looking forward to that part. But I'm looking forward to seeing it. So I Am Legend. And then, of course, our 4K disc review for next week. You guys are going to want to keep your eye out because we're going to be reviewing the disc for They Live, starring one Rowdy Roddy Piper. Can't wait. Haven't seen that one in a long time. And we're going to write reviews. So again, I told you guys at the top, we will have a written review for our 4K disc on levelsofgeeks.com. Make sure you go check out the website. Right now, we already have reviews up for Mad Max, The Little Things. You could read our written reviews there. And also check out everything that's on there. All our videos, the streams, merch, everything is there. So please check out the website.
Yeah, so if you want to check out all our social media platforms, follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews, or check out his podcast at Nateflix Movie Reviews over at Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere you listen to your podcast on. And of course, anything Levels of Geeks, follow us on Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Levels of Geeks across the board. And that's it. And if you're watching us on YouTube, please hit that like button, hit those bell buttons. So every time we're live Monday, Wednesdays at 9 p.m. or we drop reviews Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, you guys will be notified. Until then, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Passenger 57 from 1992.
That was a fun one.
Yeah, this is actually a pretty fun one. We were way goofy tonight. But with that said, guys, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.